Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Got a whiff of what's happening in this studio. Boy, it smells good.
Well, what's happening all around America is that as a response to the recession, people are looking for bargains in the kitchen. And maybe that means packaged food or going to McDonald's. But in fact, an entire cuisine of bargain cooking exists, left over from the Great Depression, maybe the last time we had to deal with an economic downturn as severe as this. And joining us to talk about the venerable history of bargain food and the recipes that go with it is Matt Lee and Ted Lee, James Beard award-winning cookbook authors and proprietors of the Southern food store BoiledPeanuts.com. They're right here in the studio along with some goodies. Guys, thanks so much for coming down. There is a boom in certain foods that are cheap. Tell us about that first, and then what are the strategies for making a meal on a few cents?
That's true. There are a lot of – there's a boom in sort of recession foods. And first off, beans, dried beans, like we think boring. But there are a lot of great heirloom varieties of beans out there. They're super cheap. You know, like $1.29 a pound kind of thing.
And a pound of beans,
that's
like a month.
Makes a ton. Exactly.
That's a month of beans.
Exactly. Also in cuts of meat, the inexpensive cuts are actually the hottest cuts. Like all the chefs all across the country are onto inexpensive cuts like pork shoulder, like beef shank steaks. And, you know, something like a pork shoulder, which is what we brought in today for you guys, is you know, about 89 cents a pound. So you're talking a 10-pound pork shoulder, you're paying like $8.50.
Wow.
I mean, it's just and knowing how to cook it up is important.
Well, before we get to the recipe, and I want to talk about that, what other beneficiaries have there been of this recession boom? I'm thinking of things like Spam and Velveeta, foods that are associated with the earlier, you know, mid-20th century where, you know, people were wanting convenience and cheapness in their food.
Well, I mean, you see the whole category of home cooking beginning to gain, and this is something that's very exciting to us. We've been sort of preparing for this segment our whole lives, being freelancers.
Really?
I mean, we make a science out of this challenge. And now we make a career out of encouraging people to get into the kitchen and cook. The basic thing is, if you can plan ahead 2 days in the kitchen rather than just for tonight, you can go a long way toward saving tons of money just by avoiding those urges to go out and buy a convenience food, a packaged food, a
and
prepared
food. And
those are
strong urges.
They are strong urges, and I feel them every day. But if you can just amortize your food purchases over a slightly longer period of time, not a ton, but just, you know, buy an extra large chicken instead of the small one that'll feed just you and your partner, you can create those lunches that come and those leftovers.
And it's sort of the strategy of maintaining leftovers. And there's also you can do the key to this strategy is a mix of super cheap grains and maybe some higher expensive fresh produce, which is going to cost you. But if the mix is right, it all evens out.
Exactly. Right.
So what have I got in front of me here?
Those are some red field peas or cow peas, $1.29 a pound.
Oh, they're great.
Just cook them up with a little bit of garlic, a little bit of chili pepper, a bay leaf, and that's basically it.
But you have to soak them for 3 years?
No.
What's wonderful about these beans, and the reason we brought them, is that they totally shake up that boring rice and black beans or rice and pinto beans dynamic. They're a different variety. They're smaller. They've got a really earthy, lovely flavor, and they're the traditional bean in the South Carolina Lowcountry for making hoppin' john, which, as I'm sure you know, it's a good luck dish.
Sure. Good for you?
Good fortune in the new year.
Good for you.
Good for you, of course. All legumes, and especially legumes combined with rice, have this unique nutritional property of creating a complete protein or a nearly complete protein as close as you could get to meat.
That's interesting. And the other thing that you guys talk about a lot, something that's near and dear to me, is condiments and how you can kind of spice up the meal if you spend a little money on some good condiments.
Absolutely. And it seems a little bit counterintuitive to sort of go crazy with your condiments. But if you spend a little bit on condiments you really love, like a really good salt or a really good freshly ground,
That's what this is. Really good peppercorns.
Yeah, those are really good salt.
salt. It's made in the east of England, and it's just wonderful. It almost tastes sweet. It's these flaky sort of fish scale like texture, and it costs like $5 for, you know, more than domino crystals.
Now, Matt and Ted, how do you keep this from becoming kind of like dorm food where, you know, you just sort of mix some stuff up with ketchup and put it in the microwave?
Well, you'll see on those beans, for example, we used a really nice finishing olive oil, you know, that just a few drops.
So good.
And it somehow, you know, it just takes it to another level. It makes it feel like a real indulgence.
Dude.
Makes it feel decadent.
And gets you into the kitchen.
I'm coming to your house for dinner.
Enough with the beans. I'm tasting this pork shoulder. This is outrageous.
Yeah, that's a...
Great. How long do you cook it?
That cooked for about 4 hours in a pretty high temperature oven. But the secret is that you take the pork shoulder, you wrap it in another sort of recession food. You wrap it in collard greens, actually.
Right. Mm.
And you wrap it in tin foil. You put it in
my
the
gosh.
Oven. 4 hours, and it becomes sort of like a mock barbecue.
Our website, thetakeaway.org, has your recipe for pork shoulder.
Right.
Before we go, and I'm going to take a sip of this is corn cob wine.
The ultimate thrift beverage.
How much does this cost?
Well, you have to make it yourself.
I see.
When you cut the corn from the cob and freeze it, you're left with the cobs, and don't throw them away. Make wine.
Why is this Southern? Quickly, before we go.
It's all Southern because Southerners have this sense of spirited resourcefulness that will require another show to describe.
Spirited resourcefulness. That's the name of your next book. I say spirited resourcefulness. Matt Lee and Ted Lee, James Beard award-winning cookbook authors and proprietors of Southern food store, BoiledPeanuts.com, with some great ideas for bargains
Yummy.
In the kitchen every day. And we're set for the day. Thanks, guys.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having us.